Are your dreams as an HR professional still alive and sparking curiosity, or have you become negative and cynical in your role? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about re-sparking and rekindling your HR dreams, maybe some of the reasons why you got into human resources in the first place. And yes, this episode is geared a little bit more towards human resource professionals. After all, they are the ones who usually call us up and have a conversation about our leadership development programs. Now, think back to the times before you decided to be an HR professional, and you probably got into it for one of four main reasons. Number one is you wanted to make a difference. I mean, that's why a lot of people get into our industry as well. They want to make a difference. They want to grow and help people. You probably like people. That's another reason people get into HR is you just like people and interacting with them. Maybe you wanted to attract or make an amazing culture. Like you really wanted to make a difference in the organization and make it be one of the best places to work in your area. And finally, as part of that amazing culture is to create a workplace that people love working for so that, you know, your workforce and your leadership can be a calling card, if you will, to attract and retain the best talent. So if your dreams have faded a little bit as an HR professional, I want to talk about how you can rekindle them and make sure that you don't completely abandon the ideas of why you wanted to be in HR in the first place. So tip number one is to write down your vision. Now, this is an exercise we do in our frontline leadership course. We have people list some of the hassles and frustrations, some of the things maybe that you spend time on as an HR professional, but you don't really find them particularly enriching, and maybe they don't even really make a huge impact on your organization. But if you can take that list and then think about, what are some of the things I'd like to see happen in our organization? What are some of the things that I want to see our leaders get better at or us get better at as an organization in the realm of human resources? How can I help the company's strategy and success be improved by helping manage the human resources? So having clarity in your vision is important. Now, HR professionals don't always have complete authority to do some of the things they know the organization needs to do. So tip number two is to plant seeds and don't harvest them right away. So the craftiest and most effective HR professionals I know are constantly dropping and planting seeds so that the operations leaders and others in the organization start to think about them. Because just like we talk about when we want to empower and engage people, if you drop seeds and let that person come back to you with an idea or an endorsement, it can make it even more powerful and increase the chances of success. So drop a lot of seeds as an HR manager so that you can see those plants grow and become more effective over time. The third and final tip is to focus your discretionary time on making gains. So it can be very frustrating when you think of all the things on your to-do list, and you just say, how am I going to find any time to advance one of these two dreams that I have? Well, you know what? Inevitably, you'll find yourself with pockets of discretionary time. It could be different times of the year you might find yourself with that, or maybe even different times of the day. So why not just take that discretionary time and say, hey, even if I could just put 15 minutes or 45 minutes into this, I think I can move it forward a little bit more. That way you won't be giving up on your dreams. You'll be working on them, almost like a side hustle amongst all the other things you have to do in terms of recruiting and hiring and onboarding people. So I just want to encourage you to keep your HR dreams alive so that you can keep those things that made you want to get into HR in the first place and make your organizations better over time to make your dreams come true. Now, of course, we're here to help you because usually improving organizations involves improving the quality of your leaders. And so we do that through our Frontline Leadership Program or lots of other topics that we have in our library. You can check all that out at our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, please look up me, Greg Schenkel, on LinkedIn, because I'd love to connect with you. And why not have a conversation, even if the timing isn't right now? You never know when it might be in the future. So keep your HR dreams alive, and we're here to help them come true.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job, as always. Hey, I'm Greg Schenkel from Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and you saw a little bit of our Hollywood magic back there where we've taken our back storage room and made it look like a factory floor. And I wanted to show you our virtual training studio because this isn't your typical Zoom-delivered training with an instructor fumbling over sharing their screen. So let me show you our training studio, give you a behind-the-scenes tour. So the first stop is actually our second studio. This is the studio that we use when our main studio is in production, because because we actually have enough demand where people will hire us to do two sessions at the same time. So in here, what you'll notice is we've got multi-high definition cameras, state-of-the-art sound system, so that the look and feel from your desktop and your participant's desktop will be amazing and highly engaging. Now, next to this studio, we've actually set up a supervisor's office, a simulated supervisor's office. And what we're doing is we're hiring actors so that they can come in and reenact actual situations where there might be interactions between a supervisor or frontline leader and one of the employees. And of course, we'll have them do it the wrong way, partly for humor, and also the right way so that your team can see all the things that we're teaching them demonstrated in real life scenarios and situations. And of course, through special effects, we'll be able to simulate the look of a warehouse or a factory in the background. Now, as we come down to our main studio here, I just want to stop at the production desk and show you how normally we have a two-person crew. Sometimes one of the people works remotely, but one person's station focuses on producing the Zoom event itself. So that's dealing with the participants, spotlighting, doing the polling through Zoom and breakout sessions, all done from this machine. We also use external polling software and our video switch here because we do have multi-camera inputs and different visual elements so that we bring all that together here at the main video console. Now I'm going to go to where the instructors actually make the magic happen here in front of the camera. And you'll notice that for us to see your team, we have a very large monitor here where we can keep tabs on your group and make sure they're interacting. We often call them out by name, so there's no like pausing to do all your emails while you're in a training session with us. And of course, we have high definition sound, multi high definition cameras. So in the end, this training is virtually, as engaging as if we were there in person. We've created all the elements you need, and this is the perfect way of delivering training in shorter increments to people that may be spread out in multiple locations. So if that's something that we can help you with, be sure to connect with us through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We look forward to being your partners in leadership development.